Simmons Bank and DeltaPlexNews.com are proud to announce the first annual Simmons Bank DeltaPlexNews.com football dream team. This year's team is made up of 37 young men representing 14 high schools. The Dream Team members, along with the coaches, the parents, will be honored at a banquet on February 6th at the Pine Bluff Country Club. The voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett, will be the featured speaker. A Dream Team cheerleader squad will be announced next week. By schools, here are the 2018 Simmons Bank DeltaPlex News Dream Team members.
From DeWitt High School, Seth Courtney, a junior quarterback and safety. Seth had 1,200 yards passing, 9 touchdowns, 750 yards rushing, 16 tackles, 1 interception, and 3 tackles for a loss. Also from DeWitt, Tyner Gunnell, a senior linebacker and running back, made 100 tackles, 6 tackles for a loss, and gained 200 yards rushing.
From Dalloway High School, Kavarius Lowe, a senior, had 669 rushing yards, 6 touchdowns, 20 receptions for 1 touchdown, 36 tackles, and 5 passes broken up. Terrence Brown, a junior, had 110 carries as a running back for 897 yards and 9 touchdowns. He also had 740 passing yards, 8 touchdowns, 50 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, 2 passes broken up, and 2 fumble recoveries.
Ryzen High School has 4 players on this year's Dream Team. Rashawn Martin, a senior safety and slot receiver, he had 66 tackles, 9 of those tackles for a loss. He forced 2 fumbles, had 3 fumble recoveries. He had 3 interceptions, broke up 4 passes, blocked 3 punts. He rushed the ball 40 times for 448 yards and 7 touchdowns. He caught 7 balls for 223 yards and 4 additional touchdowns. DJ Watson, a senior defensive tackle and offensive guard, had 49 tackles, 7 of those tackles for a loss, had a sack, 2 fumble recoveries, and 11 knockdown blocks. Malik Cheris, a senior running back and cornerback, had 42 tackles, one of those being for a loss, 5 passes broken up. He rushed the ball 104 times for 979 yards, scoring 12 touchdowns. He also caught the ball 4 times for 41 yards, and 2 of those were for TDs. Landrick Lee, a senior linebacker, had 105 tackles, 7 of those tackles for a loss, 3 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and 2 recovered and 1 blocked punt.
Drew Central placed Tavares Sneed and Elijah Trantham on the team. Sneed, a junior wide receiver and safety, had 64 rushing attempts for 416 yards and 7 touchdowns, 21 receptions for 565 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also had 32 tackles with 4 tackles for losses. Trantham, a junior middle linebacker, had 107 tackles with 10 tackles for loss and 1 sack.
From Pine Bluff High School, the Zebras have 4 players on this year's squad. Senior Bakarian Black, a senior receiver and cornerback, and he also returned kickoffs. He had 49 catches for 9 touchdowns, 11 tackles, 6 passes broken up, and 288 return yards. Jamal Foote, a senior offensive tackle and defensive end, he had 26 tackles with a sack, 3.5 tackles for a loss. Kobe Davis, a senior linebacker, had 89 tackles for the Zebras, 2 sacks and 12 tackles for a loss. And Dazu Thomas is a senior linebacker who had 71 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 6.5 tackles for a loss.
Well, the Dumas Bobcats had 4 players on the team, too. Junior quarterback Chris Harris had 133 pass completions out of 208 attempts for a 63.9% completion percentage. Those completions resulted in 1,807 yards and 19 touchdowns. Chris had 191 rushing attempts for 1,539 yards and 29 touchdowns. He also had 116 kickoff return yards. His total offensive production for the year was 3,462 yards and 40 touchdowns. Quite an accomplishment.
And he's only a junior.
And he's a junior, yes. Caleb Small, a junior wide receiver, defensive back, and running back, had 85 rushes for 637 yards and 10 touchdowns, 44 receptions, 625 yards, and 9 touchdowns, 662 return yards, and defensively, he had 44 tackles.
Caleb's a senior, by the way, Mike.
Senior, right. Kenice Walker, a senior linebacker, had 97 tackles with 11 tackles for a loss and 2 sacks. And DeBrian Hudson, a senior defensive lineman, had 54 tackles, 20 tackles for a loss, 5 sacks, 1 pass broken up, 2 fumble recoveries, 1 block kick, along with a reception return 20 yards, interception return 20 yards.
Well, the Whitehall Bulldogs placed 4 members of their team on the Dream Team this year. Baylor Owen, a senior wide receiver, had 29 receptions for 608 yards and 8 touchdowns. He also had 9 tackles, an interception, and a pass broken up. Senior Kobe Drake, a wide receiver and linebacker, had 28 receptions for 438 yards and 6 TDs. He was 2 for 2 passing, and both of those resulted in touchdowns. Defensively, he had 50 tackles with 10 tackles for a loss and 2 interceptions. C.J. Collins, a do-it-all defensive back, wide receiver, kicker, and punter, made 24 of his 27 extra point attempts, 4 of his 6 field goals, punted the ball very well all season, had 7 receptions for 74 yards, had a touchdown in there, 29 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, and C.J. had 3 passes broken up. And Kyle Lambert, a senior offensive lineman, had an 85% blocking grade, 20 pancakes, and 32 knockdowns.
England has 2 players on the team. Tyler Woods, senior wide receiver, had 48 receptions for 680 yards and 8 touchdowns. And Justice Filotro, a senior linebacker, had 80 tackles, 14 of them for a loss and 1 interception.
From Fordyce, Darius Sledge, a junior, had 10 carries for 135 yards and a touchdown. He also had 29 receptions for 445 yards and 8 touchdowns. Senior Jared Allen, a senior, recorded 75 tackles, 6 of those being for loss.
Well, the Stuttgart Ricebirds have 4 players on the team. David Walker, this senior, had 14 rushing touchdowns, 3 touchdown receptions, 82 tackles, and 2 interceptions. Senior Arian White had 81 tackles, 4 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles. Tylon Berry is a senior who had 673 yards receiving for 7 touchdowns, 4 pass interceptions, and 4 pass breakups. John Hoskins, the senior, recorded 8 receptions, 113 yards, 2 touchdowns, 51 tackles, and 5 sacks.
Well, Monticello had 1 player on the team this year, senior wide receiver Gabe Martins. He caught the ball 47 times for 560 yards.
Well, the Bulldogs in Star City have 2 members. Kevin Burris, a senior fullback and linebacker, had 109 tackles, and he went over 1,000 yards rushing with 1,002 total yards. Adam Fonville, a junior running back and cornerback, had 780 yards rushing and 71 tackles.
Sheridan players on the team this year, Montana Court, a senior running back, carried the ball 70 times for 289 yards and 6 TDs. Senior Noah Pruitt, an offensive lineman, led the team in pancake and knockdown blocks and graded out the highest offensive lineman on the team.
And Watson Chapel had 2 players. Malik Neal, senior defensive end and offensive tackle, with 92 tackles, 4 sacks, 15 tackles for losses, 2 fumble recoveries, 5 pass deflections while leading the team with pancake and knockdown blocks. And then Kevin Compton, a junior free safety and wide receiver, had 10 interceptions, 34 tackles, along with 22 receptions, 347 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
Well, there you have it, the 2018 Deltaplex Radio and Simmons Bank Football Dream Team.
Quite an array of talent, and we look forward to honoring these young men on February the 6th at the Pine Bluff Country Club when Chuck Barrett will be here to help us give out the plaques and maybe give an inspirational talk for these young men.
He will do it. We'll see you then. And next week, we'll announce the cheerleader Dream Team.